You know, he's just an excitable boy. That's what they said. Welcome back to it, the Steve Huber Show on a Monday. It is the 13th of January. You might have heard about an initiation of a petition drive to gather signatures to amend the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act here in Michigan. Here's how part of the petition reads. The initiated law would extend the act's prohibitions on discriminatory practices, policies, and customs in the exercise of civil rights to prohibit discrimination based upon sexual orientation or gender identity or expression, or the religious beliefs of an individual by defining sex to include gender, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression, and religion as including the religious beliefs of an individual. Joining me here is David Coleman, Senior Counsel at the Great Lakes Justice Center. David, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you here. All right, so they say it's expanding religious rights, ability to practice your religion. You have a different take. Do explain.
Yeah, this is really a very cleverly worded initiative. There's a number of problems, but I'll just focus on three of them because they're easily understood. The first one is that it's not just adding these categories of gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, that sort of thing. They are redefining the word sex. If you read that petition language, they don't just add the categories. They say we're redefining the word sex, which is already in the Elliot Larson Act, to mean and to include these categories. So when you realize what they're doing there, they're not just adding the categories, they're redefining the word sex, which could have implications across all of our laws in so many different areas around the state that it could go way beyond just the Elliot Larson Act. So it's a very cleverly worded way to do it.
Yeah, and let me read that part again. By defining sex, which is in parentheses, in quotations, to include gender, sexual orientation, and gender identity or expression. So however you express yourself is your sex.
Exactly, which leads to the next problems, which deal with the so-called protections. And I've heard these proponents out here already. Oh, we're protecting folks with religious beliefs. No, they're not. They're severely limiting the rights. And in fact, they're taking away the rights from folks who have a religious viewpoint on this issue. Religion is already a protected category under the Elliot Larson Act. It's a protected category under the Constitution. So it doesn't need to be defined by these groups. And so when they define it as, quote, the religious beliefs of an individual, understand what they're doing there. The only thing protected is your beliefs, not your actions. So you're allowed to think whatever, supposedly, I guess. Maybe it's a hate crime. They might come after you even for thinking it. But we'll protect your beliefs, but they will not protect your actions. This is a very serious constitutional problem and legal problem, and they are reducing the rights of religious folks in this area. So it is not, this definition severely limits your religious rights. The other thing is that it only protects the rights to believe of an individual. Well, goodbye Hobby Lobby, goodbye businesses, the Christian Baker out in Colorado, folks like that, totally unprotected then under this language if it passes. And, of course, there's so many other things, Steve. I know we don't have a lot of time to talk here.
Oh, you're doing well. You got plenty of time.
If this is passed, you know, that means men will be allowed to go into girls' bathrooms and vice versa. It means men will take women's spots on sports teams and schools. There are so many negative consequences to all this. I just hope people understand this is not simply let's treat everybody fairly. I think everybody believes that. Everybody wants to treat everybody fairly. We do, you do, everybody does. And that happens in our society. So this is going way beyond. This is giving
special rights. Let me ask you something,
and it's
here.
Going to really upend our culture.
David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Right.
So if you're telling me that it only protects religion in a way that is an individual,
right,
or the religious beliefs,
and
you can't exercise,
right,
then that would be, obviously, that would be thrown out by any competent court of legal jurisdiction would throw that out based on the First Amendment, I would think.
Well, you would hope so, but it depends on what type of judge you get. If you get a progressive, left-leaning judge, they'll uphold this language. And that's what's happened in a number of cases around the country. If you get judges who are more strict constructionists, follow the law, the actual wording of the Constitution, then, of course, this would not stand. So it depends on the type of judge you get.
All right. So it's so where do we go from here? I mean, if they go out and gather the petitions, would this end up on the ballot?
Right. So what happens is they have to get, I think, around 340,000, 350,000 valid signatures, and they have a short window to do that, I think, by the end of May. And if they're successful in getting those signatures, then the first step is it goes to the legislature, and the legislature could vote to approve it. Now, I don't think that will happen, given the makeup of our current legislature, but that's the first step. So the legislature either acts to approve it, disapproves it, or they can do nothing, and then it would go on the ballot this fall, and then it would be up to the vote of the people.
And what do you think? I'm guessing they get the same. I mean, it takes about $10 million to do this. So where's the money coming from?
Right. This is going to be an incredible fight, and you know the folks on the other side are well-funded.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Where's the money coming from?
Of dollars with ads to lie to people and deceive them about what this really means, like we've just gone through here. And so it's going to take, you know, money from folks on the other side here to get the word out to people so that they know that, you know, what this really does, what this initiative does. It is a severe restriction on the rights of everyone else.
Well, here's my point is it takes $10 million to do the petition drive, I'm told. $5 to $10 million is a normal price tag and usually closer to 10. Is this money being put up by Michigan people or by out-of-state interests?
Oh, lots of out-of-state interests. If you saw the announcements that were made when this hit the press last week, the head of, what was it, Apple, large corporations. And it's really surprising to me that, well, not surprising per se, but you see a lot of big business now backing this sort of thing and joining into the disinformation that's being put out there. So you have groups like DTE, consumers and groups like that, businesses here in Michigan jumping on this bandwagon. I really question whether they understand what they're doing, because if they understood the things we've just talked about here, I would hope they would reconsider their support for this petition.
All right. Well, there you have it. David Coleman from the Great Lakes Justice Center. I guess we'll have to watch and keep an eye on this one, see where it goes, David.
Yeah, absolutely. And Steve, one other thing. I heard you talking about fishing earlier.
Well, yeah.
I must confess, I have not fished since I was a kid with my grandpa.
What are you, a communist?
I don't know if that disqualifies me in the future, or I don't know, but I leave it to you.
Well, you fished a couple of times. At least you have fishing guilt. The least
successful there you go. Yeah.
I'll give you fishing guilt. You have that. All right, David. You need to fish, my friend. I'm telling you.
All right. Well, you can take me. All right. We'll go.
David Coleman, everybody. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Still to come on the program, Rich Studley is going to join us from the Michigan Chamber, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan. Rich Studley will be here to talk about priorities for the Michigan Chamber as we angle towards the rest of 2020. What are their top priorities for 2020 to make sure that we are prosperous and we thrive here in Michigan? Well, we're going to get to that with Rich Studley. It's coming up after the break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
To planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MAB.